tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Astrology, but he's quick with an apology when he was cracked, the Zodiac.
It's just the animal spirits
and it's the
heartfelt lyrics.
Put them together and
you can hear it.
Makes more sense now.
We're really killing it here this year. This is our second show. First time half of us made it this time instead of a quarter.
Hey, we got one more coming.
You know, we're really improving, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're doing. We actually have to do some stuff off the air. We're just gonna play some music. I don't really care, man.
Is it the Smooth Jelly Experience?
I'm really tired, if anyone's wondering.
And
what's the song we're gonna play, man?
You got Lost in Paris by Tom Misch.
Oh, a little classic.
A little
just
classic.
Pop that puppy on.
Let's hear it.
Buenas noches.
You're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
Lost in Paris. I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
It was over in a day. All the things I used to say, you kept to say. All the places we would go, all the songs we got to know, you held it all. I know that I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe, the memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
Young, all in love in a lost place. Goddamn, got me running around in a rat race. Say grace, Lord, I fell in love with a small waist. Let me start, yeah, right, yeah, ping, shot me in my heart and it hurt case. She's so fly like a dove, that's a dove face. Don't know where she yet now, but this ain't a birthplace. Tom, don't tell her, but it's Paris for
I know
birthday.
That I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe, that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I know that I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe, the memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris. show. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
Says the girl with the right eyes that pairs pretty well when she hits you with the soft smile. You can kind of tell that something's going on, but she's like a Skrillex song that never drops. She'll never talk about the feelings that she felt today. That I kept inside of a fence, inside of a cage, inside of a safe. That's safe for her, cause they just hurt and she don't know why that God's on dirt. I hope he's trying. She said, I hope he's trying. Frank, do you think he's trying? I said, I don't know. But I asked her what's wrong. She just nods her head. And then I asked her what's wrong. And she said, You was the picture perfect person, love my mother oh so dearly. You could feel the love reverberate wherever in our building. If it feel the same today, I wish I know. But sometimes you drive a car and lose control, and the poles hold me closely. I don't think you should love me. I always feel so lonely, knowing that nothing forever lasts forever. Sorry, Frank, you're much too late. Much too late. Sorry, Frank, you're much too late. Much too late.
You are so late.
Hi. Says the girl who doesn't have time for relationship advice, rather relationships at all. She holds her breath all day and fucking gasps for air at night. She promised she would love me, but only till the morning time. The more that I engage in it, the more that I am mortified that I'm like every other shitty guy. And then bye. Says the girl who doesn't have time for relationship advice, rather relationships at all. Asked her, what's wrong? Asked her what's wrong. And she said, he's such a bummy, crusty, cruddy father, fucking every girl he takes to coffee. He lied to mom and only matrimony. Hold me closely. I don't think you should love me. Always feel so lonely, knowing that nothing forever lasts forever. Sorry, Frank, you're much too late. Much too late. Sorry, Frank. You're much too late. You're much too late. You're much too late.
Yeah.
Sorry, Frank. You're much too late. Much too
I
Hello.
What's good? Shout out to my dear friend Rachel for texting me saying she was listening to a show. I did not realize that people listen to this radio station.
And my mom. Hi, Mom.
Damn. I mean, darn. I didn't realize people actually patronize. I don't think I've ever listened to WMFO.
I have.
I don't know.
Like, I've definitely listened to WMFO.
I've like actually zero times.
I think on the drive today we were listening to WMFO.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. I guess you can get in the car.
Dude, 20 seconds left, Matt.
What's the score right now?
Oh, wait. It's first and goal on the Kansas City 9. Patriots should have.
They're going to hit a field goal and win?
They're going to hit a field goal and win.
Well, we'll play some appropriate background music then.
Oh, yeah.
Did they say Gronk for the throw? Oh, my gosh.
17 seconds left. Do you have the game up?
I do have the game up.
Hey, we have our, we have our Jumbo Caster right here.
What's up?
Jumbo Cast.
Yeah, I guess I'm in that club. Theoretically.
You want to Jumbo Cast this?
Yeah. I'm just listening to the Eagles fight song and realizing that this is the radio we're producing right now.
Oh, I'm high with it.
This is the content that we'll look back on in years and say this is what we did in college. All right, yeah, there's the game.
We're not allowed to put this on air, are we?
I mean, I don't think anything could happen.
Oh, well.
Oh, something's playing, though. I hear that.
Oh, that's some ad. Oh, Rocky intro.
Oh, wow. All right, we're just going to keep playing Philadelphia videos
while I
watch this.
Go Birds.
Why is this game taking so long? Anyway, let's talk about Tom Brady. Who thinks that Tom Brady kissing his kid was weird?
Oh, that is so weird.
Like, I'm not against family affection, but, like, something about it being Tom Brady, like, made me uncomfortable.
And you just, like, can't defend that, really. Even as a Pats fan.
Yeah. And, like, also the cheating and, like,
whatever.
Essentially, if you're a Patriots fan...
Dude, Andy Reid's about to cry.
I actually love Andy Reid.
But he's about to cry.
He's a true man
of Philadelphia. His team just scored 40 points and then they're about to lose.
Maybe they got me some fantasy points.
Dude, what's their kicker's name?
Gostkowski.
Oh my god, Gostkowski. He's totally gonna lose.
I don't think he's ever missed a kick in his life, man.
I don't know about that. Oh!
Did
Tom Brady just trip?
Tom Brady is a fragile boy.
He just tripped.
Everyone should understand that. Tom Brady is a very fragile boy.
He totally just tripped. 7 seconds. Oh,
the Rockies point. Oh my god.
This is kind of hype for them. That's not an intention.
All right, whatever. We're supporting our friends.
I can probably log this song, Rocky.
Just log it as like good content, because we're creating good content right now.
Is it
actually on there? Oh my gosh.
Herman Helmar.
Shout out to WMFO for their deep music database.
I don't know if this is officially on there.
Oh, what's that? Do we have someone else in the studio?
Oh man, Ollie.
Come hop on a mic, man. We're just saying stuff.
Get in here, Ollie.
Hello.
The Patriots are about to win, man. What are your thoughts?
Okay, I'll see you later, Dad.
Aw, bye.
Oh, no, put Bruce on the line.
Bye.
Aw, screw you, Pats.
And that'll do it.
BS.
The Kansas City Chiefs are no longer undefeated.
I'm sorry,
Kansas
Mahomes.
City, you can go home and sleep soundly.
Dude, Mahomes and Brady right there.
Yeah, but Mahomes has lost his first game as a starter ever.
Dude, they started 5-0 like last year, though. Last year they were 5-0.
Really?
Or 4-0 or 5-0.
And now they're going to collapse? Classic, yeah. Andy Reid. Can't manage time.
Oh, well.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
As the newbie right here, you got a song to play?
What is that?
You got a song you want me to
play? No, dude, there's some Super Bowl here? Highlights with the Rocky music in the background. I'm kind of just want to watch that.
Ollie?
Wait, am I in?
Yeah, dude.
Plugged. Are you sure?
Yeah, man.
I can't hear myself.
I can hear you, though. So you're doing great.
Mm. Ollie, awesome. Give me a song.
I don't know.
What you got? What's your song of the week, man? What you been listening to?
I've been listening to...
Don't say Pine Grove.
I haven't.
Oh, man.
I've been listening to Proud.
Proud?
No, not Proud. What is it?
Pride?
Not Pretend.
Pretend?
By Alex G.
Sandy Alex G?
Yeah.
How Sandy's in this song?
What is that?
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10 sandiness, how Sandy's...
The ratio of Sandy to Alex G is like 3 to 1.
On this tune?
Mm-hmm, on this track.
All right, let's hear what we got.
The song Sandy by Alex G?
Nah, Pretend. It's actually
the
not
The song
on.
Sandy by Alex G. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
It's not on Spotify.
Oh, well.
Dude,
wait, I have a song called Proud.
Yeah, play that.
That sounds good, too.
Let's do that.
I hope it's
so
a really...
proud of you.
All right, well.
I have so much work to do, guys.
That's okay.
Oh, look at that song. It's bopping. All right.
All right.
Everybody have a good night.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Shout out my dad, Bruce Mankin, for the song recommendation, All Along the Watchtower.
The Hendrix version is better.
Whoa. Yeah, all aboard Gus the Bus.
The thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Listen to you time and time again, while you tell me just what's right. And you tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. Going back to Kansas City, and I love you dear. Just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. And you call me to come, then I do. Then you say you made some mistake. You invite me into your house, and then you say you gotta pay for what you break. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you dear, but just how long I go, even a thousand miles away from home. And you don't care if I'm
I'm asleep or I'm awake. This fickle heart just turned to stone, going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song?
You got one, Matt?
Oh, what's that? We're back on air?
Oh, yeah.
Seems like some high effort radio right here.
Oh, the most high effort.
That was a song performed by Marcus Mumford, but written by Bob Dylan. So that's a transition. Also, Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. Mumford & Sons has put out a new single. That's a great band. Yeah.
Is the single any good?
I haven't listened to it, but 7th grade me would have really been into it. I once spent $180 on a Mumford & Sons concert ticket.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't tell it to a lot of people.
You just told it to the world. Whole entire world.
I was in 8th grade. It was me and my sister. It was like the best day of our life.
Oh, that's kind of cute, though.
I knew every word.
Aw.
I love Mumford & Sons.
Shout out Mumford & Sons.
Shout out to Mumford & Sons for real.
Wait, I hope your sister's listening.
She's certainly not.
That could be cool.
I don't
though.
Think she knows I have a radio show. But if she was listening,
by chance,
that if she just happened to be in the Medford area and had turned the dial to 91.5 FM,
you had to look at dope. That, Matt.
That would be dope. Yo, bump up the Hans
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, you got anything to say?
This, have you read the PSA?
Oh, have we read the not. PSA? No. We I'll should. Give you a PSA.
Wait, let me find that book.
I'll give you a PSA.
Wait, you can give us a PSA too, Matt.
The Celtics better watch out. That's my PSA.
Oh my God.
I'm not reading one.
Our listeners are probably
plummeting. They're like,
just keep hating on all of the Boston teams. I love the Celtics.
No, dude, shout out to the Sox for their win tonight.
Dude, yeah, shout out to the Sox for real.
That was a good baseball
I
game.
I say go Sox every Yanks. Any day.
What oh, you're really that? Slacking here, man. Speed it up,
pew,
bro.
Pew, 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 pew. Don't drink and drive. PSA. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister.
Oh, no, not this one.
If you're
again.
Under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. ..
Yeah, for real, guys.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Also Tufts Freeform Radio. As evidenced by this hour, we have literally no constraints on what we say. What are you playing?
Are we on, like, the no cursing? Or
no, we can play whatever we want, but we can't say
yeah,
anything.
But yeah.
So everyone...
Yes. Okay, I can't hear. What are you doing?
I'm just playing some sound effects. Well, what about right. this one? Oh. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Cow and chicken.
There are some people yelling out on the street. I hope that everything's cool.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, they haven't shown that in my ears.
What happened to the Hans?
I was playing Hans. You just turned it off, dude.
No, I didn't.
You literally turned it off.
It's on.
That's the wrong one.
Regardless.
This is you.
We were just talking about the NBA season starting.
NBA season starting. And, that's a good topic.
Getting excited about that.
Oh, I got really love.
I went and saw in Tufts, Adickman. There was a...
Tufts Adickman, my favorite building?
Yes.
Ooh, were you talking about that
National
Arab?
There was a National
Arab,
Arab Orchestra performance.
The National Band of Iraq.
Oh, man, no.
It was referred to incorrectly.
Pretty cool.
There, that doesn't have anything to do with the NBA season starting, man.
There was a loot.
There was loot?
Yeah, there was an Arab loot. It was called like an Awa or something. It was O-U-H.
I was thinking there was like available loot, like you could steal things.
No, no.
Nope.
Not the NBA season is starting as well, though.
Mm-hmm.
But playoffs.
Yeah.
MLB playoffs.
And the connection between...
This is Sports Talk Radio 91.5 FM.
Freeform radio.
What else?
We're just going to say random things about sports, not in any connected
sense. Okay, we're pretty tired.
Triple, triple.
Yeah, man. Sixers taking the East, am I right?
No.
Classic.
Celtics are going to the finals.
Oh, shit. That's a bold call.
Lose against the Lakers?
Nah.
Did you know it's the Warriors last year in Oakland?
What is it?
The Warriors are going to San Francisco after this year.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, they actually...
Bougie new arena.
They're going right. What's it called? They're going to Mission Bay.
Where is that?
It's the arena's like 3 blocks from where I work this summer.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Wow.
You gonna go?
Watch
a game?
Maybe if I see my uncle over the summer. But other than that, it'd be kind of a far trip.
Bike trip to San Fran.
Dude, I'd bike cross country.
Dude, I'd bike cross country.
My uncle's a guy and lost a friend.
I think there's like programs you could do.
No, yeah.
If I did it, I wouldn't do it through a program.
No, but you can totally do it yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like if you do it through a program, you're paying someone to tell you to do hard stuff.
It's something that you could do.
Yeah. And they have paths that you can just like look up online.
You just gotta
zoom.
No, I don't think I'd want to do a path. I think I'd want to like make the path so I could like hit national parks and stuff.
Dude,
and,
that's how you end up like lost in Kansas terrible, and eaten by some sort of small dog.
Nah, I'll just get a compass and just go west.
Dude, if you're in Utah and you decide to do that, you'll die of dehydration within
straight grapes of Rasto.
Oh my god.
Nah, I'd also
some Steinbeck references. We got some intellectuals out here.
Nah, I would do that for sure, but I don't know. It seems kind of sick.
Just low-key sick.
It'd be cool to do it by yourself.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then you'd be lonely.
No, no, it'd be a soul-searching
for a couple days.
I also want to hike the whole entire AT one day.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. But you have to do it with a friend.
Nah, if I did the AT, I'd do that by myself for sure.
Dude, you should get lonely.
Yeah, no, but that's part of it.
Yeah, that's part of the point. I don't think I could do the whole thing.
You guys are doing that Reese Witherspoon thing. You know what I'm saying? That movie where she's like, I'm hiking.
It's like Into the Wild.
Yeah.
But
don't you want to be into the society where other people...
Society?
But you'd meet other thru-hikers and you could like do a couple hundred miles with them. And then like, you know, maybe like I'd do a state with a friend or like while I'm walking through New Jersey, I'd do a couple days with my dad or, you know, stuff like that.
Wow.
I don't think I'd ever do the whole thing, though.
Gus.
Yeah, Gus.
Gus, you can do
Gus.
Do some
miles. I don't know if you're still listening, but
we were talking about it actually when he came and visited me last weekend.
Yeah,
do a little AT action.
Yes.
It takes with the average hiker like 6 months.
Yeah, I think it's like 6 months.
Cause you leave like
I think you start in April or something.
Earlier than that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's like February all the way down south.
Yeah,
like
you start Georgia.
Yeah.
It's sick though.
It's a lot of work. I don't know. Sure.
Just like you have to devote entire year to it. Like, cause you have to kind of train for it, and then you have to like get like all your supplies.
I feel like you have to train if you're not in shape though.
No, you had to train for that.
You also like. I feel this summer I'm trying to do like maybe a state. You know,
just
a
single state.
Yeah, you could do a state in like 2 weeks.
I would do that. I'd do like 2 months. I can't do 6 months.
I would need to talk to people though. I'm too much of a talker.
Yeah.
I'd want to like.
But wouldn't you want to see what would happen if you didn't
just
have people to talk
just
to?
Went alone?
Yeah. Like, think about it.
Well, what would I find within myself, man? I don't know if I want to find it.
Mumford and Sons?
You could,
I just listen to Mumford. Oh, that's true. I can just put Mumford and Sons records on. And everything would be chill.
Lyric.
I already know them all. Don't worry about it, man.
Should we play them a song right now?
No. I don't play Mumford and Sons on the radio. I have
all our viewers are disappointed.
I get a radio.
Our viewers? Oh, like a CB radio?
Yeah.
You just like talking to some people?
No. Like, cause like my phone would probably like not be the most reliable thing. Like, I wouldn't be like listening to Spotify, you know?
Yeah, because you don't have Spotify Premium, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. This is an important scene in Inception.
What?
The dream is collapsing. That's the title of the track.
What? Are you watching Inception?
No, dude, I'm just playing the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, I can't do that.
Oh.
Oh wait, I can't. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking.
I should probably log all these songs, huh?
We're not really playing any. This is the lowest quality hour, I think, that we have.
No, we've definitely had worse. Like,
I wonder
just
what the worst,
personally.
Like, if you had to objectively rank the hours of WFO radio,
one of my friends on Facebook posted something where he said he's going to try and fall asleep in the hour of radio. And you're just going to listen to him trying to fall asleep for an hour.
Yeah, that's going to be silence, right?
So I guess.
Or is he just like a loud sleeper?
It would be so funny if he was just like a sleep talker. Yeah. Just like, imagine. That'd be so funny.
Would he put music on the background or nothing?
I think nothing. Like, I think it's just an hour of him. Like, he's like a funny kid, but like that's like his idea.
Is the what happens when the next person shows up and he's just like,
I guess they wake
crashed.
Him up. And he's like, success.
Look at that, we only got 10 minutes left.
Oh my gosh, we've done so much great work.
Let's put a couple of good songs on.
I have to do more work after this, I think.
Yeah, me too, but let's not think about that.
Alright, put on some,
You got something, man.
Play Rolling on the River.
By
Rolling.
Who?
CCR.
Rolling on
the River. I gotcha. Rolling on the River.
Brad Merritt, keep calm. Ooh, I think there's a really good version by the Staple Singers.
Ooh, put that on.
I don't know if maybe that's a YouTube.
Rolling on the River by Wahoo?
Mavis Staples or Staple Singers?
I got Tom Harder.
Nah.
Amused Cats.
It's called Proud Mary, isn't it?
Is it?
The song?
Oh, I see. Yeah,
right here. Proud Mary. Creedence Clear.
Yeah, but wait. I feel like there might be one.
Creedence Clear Water Revival. We'll just put this on for now. Yeah, we can switch it up.
Oh, I'm liking this.
This is good.
I'm grooving.
Let's listen to this.
Okay.
I'll see you guys soon. Nope, we'll leave Matt on.
Oh, I like being on with it. I feel like I deserve equal precedence as the music.
Rolling on the river.
I hope someone turns their radio on accidentally right now.
I really hope they don't.
Attack their ears.
Alright, we'll see you soon. Spoilers here.
What
is a great dessert?
All right, I honestly feel like this hour has been one of the strangest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm feeling powerful.
I feel kind of good.
Okay. That's cool. I'm glad you guys feel good. I also feel great.
You want to do the station ID?
Oh, what's all right? This is Matthew. I'm not going to get my last name out. And you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform
University
Radio.
Nope, almost.
Was the word I was looking for. This is not a freeform university. If it was, I'd be graduating with a much cooler degree.
What's your degree?
It would be like eating.
If you could have any degree, Matt, what would it be?
Probably, like, I don't know. Sports. It'd be really cool, though.
I feel like you should be a sports
broadcaster. Dude, he should be a sports Matt. Something.
Here's the thing.
You should be a sports writer.
Dude, you should be a sports writer.
Here's the thing.
My dad wanted to be a sports writer for the longest.
Makes money writing about sports. Not also, I don't like writing about sports.
Unless you're someone.
Yeah, unless you're...
Who? Name a sports writer you know.
Frank Isola.
Have you ever read the Philadelphia Inquirer?
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck literally is only there because his dad works. He's A, not a sports writer. B, he just calls baseball games because his dad did.
And football.
And C, he sucks.
And football.
I actually hate Joe Buck.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
He's the worst.
Harry McCallis?
Harry Callis?
Yeah.
Not Harry McCallis.
I put the muck in there.
Ooh, put that High Hope song on.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, what was the Bubblegum Tree? Harry Callis song.
Just put
All right.
Harry Callis on.
Wait, yeah. Who was the guy who died from cancer who was the NBA broadcaster?
Oh, you're thinking of...
You know
who? Craig Sager.
Yeah. Matt, you could be Craig Sager.
You want me to be Craig Sager?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Doris Burke.
Yo, I got this, Patty. We're going to just play a quick song.
Put it on right now?
You got it?
You're two, right?
Hold on, not yet. Oh my gosh, guys.
What is this?
No pressure.
I hope.
Fears. I hope.
I got him singing it. We can just do that.
I hope.
He's got.
You think I can call him the artist of the song?
Absolutely. Just play it. Just put my thing on.
You're on.
Oh, it won't go.
Oh, wait. Maybe they're on.
God, this is Spotify.
The second one's way sadder than the first one, but.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Well, Hobo Johnson action there.
Oh. Turn that up.
You're the one who controls the volume.
You control the volume.
Because they have the best support of any team in the United States. The support of you beautiful fans.
That's what Callis.
You have been so loyal all year and over
the
years.
Oh, my God, I love Terry Callis.
And we really appreciate it.
K-A-L-A-S.
This one's for you, fans. You're the ones that brought us home.
Oh, shit, 13 against Cincinnati.
Oh, my God, profanity on the air. Someone call quality control.
Someone played 13
games. See you, New York, Mets.
All right. Terry Callis is cracking jokes.
They said we weren't going to win against Milwaukee. See ya, CC.
This is less than a year before he died.
They said we weren't going to win against the Dodgers. Manny, my fanny.
Oh!
Wow.
Harry Callis.
Oh, Manny Ramirez.
They said we weren't going to beat this red-hot Rays team. See ya, son Todd.
Who's that?
I don't really understand that joke, but...
Because this team, you know what they had?
Oh.
Sing it. Sing it, Harry.
Come on, Harry.
Let it out.
High hopes. When you are down, lift your head off the ground. There's a lot to be learned. So look around. Once there was a silly old ant. Thought he'd move a rubber tree plant.
I don't remember this at all, Matt.
Anyone, you know this song?
Knows an ant.
They sing that to every win?
Move a rubber tree plant body.
Yeah.
High hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hopes. So when you start to feel a low, stand up. Just remember that.
I don't know what you're doing there, man.
Whoop there. Another rubber tree. Whoop there.
Body kind of sucks.
That's a pretty old YouTube video, man.
Rest in peace, Harry Callis.
Rest in peace, Harry Callis. Rest in peace to Philadelphia for Phillies fans.
Thank you so much. We love you. And we'll see you at the parade on Friday down Broad Street.
Wow. All right. Basically, the message of this show is that Boston's lame and go Philadelphia.
We thank you for listening to the Smooth Jelly Experience.
I don't know. Yeah, this has been the smoothest of all jelly experiences.
We'll see you in a couple weeks and hopefully with a better show. But
I mean, actually, I don't think we can get better from here.
And we can.
I don't want to aim for a higher quality than this.
We'll stay the same. How's that? We'll plateau.
Plateau is... That sounds good.
All right. You got a last song, Maddie?
No, just put on the automation, man. We got to go home. I'm trying to go to sleep. It's midnight.
Wow. All right.
We're plateauing at excellence.
Oh man, I think there are people have the show after this.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Good night. To them, I say you're welcome for this lead-in.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to. I don't. I don't.
You don't have to put automation on, man. Didn't we learn this during training? That's like a year ago, though.
That's this one, right?
You gotta hit the on.
Where?
Hit automate. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Fail safe playlist, or?
No, I think just it'll start itself.
Oh.
Then you wanna pop it on the little board and say,